is Southside.
Now, back in October 2010, a very important organisation was established, which I think will actually have a whole range of helpful, beneficial acts in a whole variety of ways. It deals with concerns one might have about solicitors, lawyers, legal folk, which occasionally do actually emerge, even in the 21st century. And indeed, it's the organisation which is legalombudsman.org.uk. From a aforementioned organisation, we're delighted to welcome Alison Robinson now. Alison, are you indeed there?
Hello, how are you today, Alex?
Very well indeed. As we said in the introduction, this is one of those organisations which probably the question has to be asked, why did it take so long to set this thing up?
Well, it's a long story, really, which I won't bore you with all the details, but needless to say, the professional bodies, so people like the Law Society and the Bar Council, used to resolve complaints about their own members. And I think the new organisation was a recognition of the fact that there needed to be someone independent and impartial. So if people have a problem with their lawyer, they've got somewhere they can come to that they can trust.
Certainly appointed originally as a result of, I think, the law of 2007. It took 3 years to become established in terms of this whole field. We always like to feel that people don't have issues with respect to the solicitors, because rather like priests and doctors and any of the professions, the academic world, speaking from my time at the University of Lincoln as senior academic there, we like to feel we can police ourselves. But you know, unfortunately, we do seem to have a situation where sometimes in the legal profession there are cases of solicitors abusing their powers of trust.
Well, Alex, I mean, as you say, we never want to give the impression, because rightly, most of the time, most lawyers provide people with good service. But as you say, sometimes things go wrong. And it's a little bit like, maybe taking your car to the garage. Sometimes, something's not quite right, but you don't quite know what's wrong. So we're here, even if you've just got questions about but maybe what should have been. So the kinds of issues we're seeing since we've been open are people who are ringing us just saying, what should have happened with a house sale or if they've been divorced? And I think it's really important, because when you use a lawyer, it's often at a really difficult time in your life. So sometimes having someone else to help guide you and to help ask some questions of can be really useful.
Certainly the stress factor that can be occurred when you do actually see folk of the legal profession, if you're not used to working in that environment, can be immense. And we've certainly had folk from our listening perspective where people have written to us with very heart-rending tales of how they've been, in a sense, left with the feeling at the end of not only being numb, but also being shafted by issues relating to areas relating to probate, relating to family issue, a whole range of things here. And I think having at least a kind of redress for the instances which hopefully are fairly few, but nevertheless do occur, there is a place that people can actually go to actually say, look, I have a genuine concern about this.
Well, absolutely. And if your listeners do have problems, I mean, I've got two cases here in front of me from the Middlesbrough and Lincoln area, which are both people who've been through divorces. And, it gets a bit complicated sometimes about what happens to your house and your property. And so it's people in that kind of position where they're thinking, actually, this doesn't feel quite right. I wonder what's going on. I think the first thing we'd say to people, though, is do talk about it with your lawyer first, because it might just be that they haven't explained something properly and they can sort it out for you. But if they can't, or you don't feel happy with the explanation they've given you, then I'd say just give us a call. And our number's 0300 555 0333, and we're really happy for people to call and just ask us questions.
Which is wonderful. Now, from their own point of view, I'm fascinated actually, Alison, by seeing you worked as a judge's associate before joining the public service in Australia. From Australia, you moved in 2003 to Bangladesh. You worked with the National Disability Rights Organisation and then helped with their communications and advocacy. Moved on from there to a National Women Lawyers Association evaluating a domestic violence prevention project. And of course, from 2006, you were part of the Legal Complaints Service, which was very much the precursor to the Legal Ombudsman Service. So a wealth of experience there, really, Alison.
Well, a little. I like to think I've got the luxury of both sides of the fence, really. I'm an Australian lawyer, but over here it's quite important, I think, that we're not all lawyers. So in my role, I don't actually act as a lawyer. And I think that's actually at the heart and one of the other main changes about the Legal Ombudsman. It's not an organisation of lawyers. It's an organisation of people who are good at resolving complaints and actually understand some of that emotion on both sides, both consumers and lawyers, and how complaints it's really important to resolve them quickly and well. So, yeah, hopefully that some of my experience comes and helps in that.
I'm sure it does. It's a synthesis of quality right the way through. Now, in terms of the kind of timescale we're dealing with here, would you say, no, we can't handle anything that comes up prior to October 2010? Or if there are issues going back to even the start of the 21st century, is that a case where you would actually look at the situation and maybe provide some advice or guidance?
I mean, the short rule of thumb, really, is if something's gone wrong in about the last year or so, you can probably come to us. It's a complicated area, though, because actually it's all about when you realise that the problem's happened. So say you bought your house 20 years ago, but you've just come to sell it and realise there's a big problem now. That's when you've realised the problem is. You can probably come to us. So while we can't, while we do have time limits that mean that not we can't accept all complaints, generally, if you've realised you've had a problem in the last year or so, you should be able to come to us. And again, these things aren't hard and fast rules. And the beauty of being an ombudsman scheme is we can use our common sense. So if it's in that kind of time period of about the last year, then if you have a concern, do give us a call.
I've got to ask the question, Alison, allowing for your experience in Australia and Bangladesh, how does Britain actually shape up? I mean, we make a great deal, obviously, about clearly the wealth of history and precedent that's actually set within the British legal system. And we certainly talk at length about the processes that are actually in place and so on. From the point of view of the relatively new or relatively recent in legal terms, at least Australian setup and then certainly Bangladesh as well, is Britain still ostensibly fair, or is it a case of thank the Lord we've actually got this ombudsman, because otherwise we'd have a nightmare on our hands?
I mean, I think what we're here to do as the ombudsman is sort of add to the legal system. It's a safety net for people. It's to help them have confidence in the legal system. Certainly, Bangladesh doesn't have anything like it, but talking to the colleagues I used to work with back there, they really like the idea. And, you know, it's all the same system, really. So, no, I think it's important to remember that on the whole, lawyers do generally provide a really good service. But sometimes things do go wrong, and we're part of that system to help make sure that it's not just about law, but there's some justice in there as well. And that if we can help have people have confidence, then the system will work better for everyone.
I mean, that regulatory factor, which clearly when we hear about financial ombudsmen and we hear about, obviously, ombudsmen dealing in a variety of ways, as you said yourself, really, I love the sort of concept when we're chatting prior to this piece about ombudsmen. Somehow people, you know, hear the name, they hear the syllables being pronounced, but they have no clue as to what it actually means. It primarily is really focusing on a fair and impartial service, which genuinely actually looks in an independent and a fair manner at the disputes that may or may not have arisen.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here to do, because sometimes problems come up that you just need an independent third party sometimes to stand back a bit and have a bit more of a less emotive conversation. So we're very proud that so far we seem to be doing okay at being fair. And basically, we don't take sides. We'll try and listen to everyone, understand what's gone on, and help find a resolution. We're not here for lawyers. We are here from the consumers in the sense that people can come to us, but we will take an impartial and objective view in each case.
The web address, of course, should you wish to actually find out further details, we'll put on via this particular podcast, or you can go directly to www.legalombudsman.org.uk, or indeed, as you mentioned, Alison, the telephone number 0300 555 0333. That's 0300 555 0333. Are you actually based in Birmingham?
We are based in Birmingham, yeah. But we're a national service, so we're England and Wales.
Well, I just asked that because so often we hear sort of areas that are so London-based and London-centred. I just thought it's quite refreshing to actually be based almost in the centre of the country as opposed to obviously right down in the middle of London, where clearly there's occasionally that notion that although essentially it's the one legal system, but there is a kind of north-south divide. I don't know if you picked up on that whilst being in Britain, really.
A little, no. We're really happy to be here in Birmingham and hope people will see us as a national organisation, though.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's been wonderful just getting an initial introduction in terms of the fantastic work that you actually do. We've got two final questions for your good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us here at Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting today?
No, it's been fantastic, and I really hope your listeners will found it useful, because, as you say, it's one of those areas that is you probably only need to know about us once or twice in your life, hopefully. So I hope people have found it useful.
Well, the official line, fair, open, effective, shrewd and independent, which are all adjectives which I think most folk would actually turn around and say, yes, that's absolutely spot on. So I need to ask you, in a fair, open, effective, shrewd and independent manner, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the not-too-distant future, Alison, and possibly sharing some more thoughts about the wonderful work that you're doing?
Well, we'd be delighted to, and, you know, we've only been going for 3 months, so the more as we keep going, one of the key things we want to do is talk about what we're learning from complaints, so we'd be delighted to talk to you again.
Alison Robinson from the Legal Ombudsman Association, many thanks indeed.
Thanks very much.